makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Alliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Tuesday, July 21st. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you to check out the redesigned HoustonTexans.com and participate in the new site survey for a chance to win autographed team merchandise. For today's podcast, I sat down with Sports Radio 610 Mark Vandermeer to discuss the quarterback position. This will be a series of interviews as we preview each position group before heading into training camp.
Hi Texans fans, I'm Christina Gonzalez, sitting here with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, as we preview each of the position groups before we head into training camp. Let's talk about the most anticipated season for Matt Schaub. Can he stay healthy?
Well, that's a great question, and that's the one that everyone asks, and nobody really knows, Christina, but I'll tell you this, that Matt Schaub has been working out a ton this offseason. Remember, last season he was recovering from shoulder surgery, so he wasn't able to get into the weight room as much. He definitely looks a little thicker, looks like he's beefed up a bit. And remember this, he's been knocked out a few times for extended periods of time, but guys who have knocked him out, two of them, have been fined for illegal hits. Jared Allen last year, Drayton Florence the year before. So it's not all on Matt that he's been knocked out for periods of time. I think this is as good a chance as any to stay healthy for a long time because he's got the best running game the Texans have ever had. The offensive line, they were healthy all season last year. Another year under the zone blocking system. I think this is going to be fun to watch, and he should stay upright.
And if he does, can he take us to the playoffs?
Well, Matt Schaub clearly demonstrated that he's the leader of this football team. He's got the ability to do whatever you want a quarterback to do. Look at the Green Bay game when he led the team from behind to beat the Packers. That was terrific. Beat Tennessee here at Reliance Stadium. Beat the Bears and knocked them out of their playoff run. And then you look at other games. He played the Dolphins earlier last season, led the Texans on a final game-winning drive. The year before, the field goal drive where Chris Brown connected with a 57-yarder. He's got all the tools to be an outstanding Super Bowl champion quarterback in this league, but you don't do it by yourself. He has the supporting cast around him. Got to stay healthy. Got to not turn the ball over as much. That's something they're all going to work on this training camp. And I think you're going to see the best Texans performance in franchise history this year.
Another thing to look at in training camp, who's going to be the backup?
Well, Dan Orlovsky was the player they signed in the offseason coming out of the Detroit Lions organization, and 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions for one of the worst teams in NFL history. You'd have to say that's actually a pretty good performance when you're grading on a curve with the 0-16 Lions. He steps in here, gets the best coaching he's had, and he should be able to rise his caliber of play. But then you sign Rex Grossman as an insurance policy, and that's not so bad. We're talking about a player who has participated in a Super Bowl. He's won playoff games. So I think that's a pretty good 1-2 punch as a backup, if you will, behind Matt Schaub.
Gary Kubiak is not known for keeping 3. How many will we keep?
Well, I think he'll be very tempted to keep 3, considering if you do lose Matt, well, then you have maybe Orlovsky playing. Well, now you're one snap away from Grossman. That's not so bad. In recent years, they've been one snap away from behind Sage Rosenfels, a player who just does not have a whole lot of experience. So they want to have that third stringer be an NFL veteran or a very promising, less experienced player. This way they cover themselves. So I would think they would keep 3, but we'll find out soon enough.
Definitely. And this will be a great matchup to watch in training camp and see what happens this season.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Training camp tickets are now sold out, but remember, camp begins in just 9 days. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
All you Texans,